With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. On November 12th, President Obama made an announcement in China.
As the world's two largest economies, energy consumers, and emitters of greenhouse gases, we have a special responsibility to lead the global effort against climate change. That's why today I am proud that we can announce a historic agreement. I commend President Xi, his team, and the Chinese government for the commitment they are making to slow, peak, and then reverse the course of China's carbon emissions. Today I can also announce that the United States has set a new goal of reducing our net greenhouse gas emissions by 26% to 28% below 2005 levels by the year 2025.
But how historic was the Beijing Climate Agreement, really, when you look at the fine print? The agreement is non-binding. It does not ask China to make any actual cuts in its emissions. And indeed, the agreement gives China the green light to increase its carbon dioxide pollution for the next 16 years until 2030. Jamie Henn is spokesman for a nonprofit organization called 350.org that advocates to reduce greenhouse gas pollution. He said Obama's announcement was a political step forward that will end the excuse by politicians in the U.S. and around the world that they won't negotiate until China does. Henn noted, however, that at this point, the agreement itself is just hot air. And even if the U.S. and China keep their promises, the goals are so modest, average global temperatures could still rise 7 degrees Fahrenheit this century, which could mean severe droughts, wildfires, and flooding. Here's Henn.
Physics and chemistry aren't interested in negotiating with political reality. If we're really going to address this crisis, we need to see real commitments. You know, it's one thing to make a pledge at an AA meeting, but you can't go out and buy a keg of beer right after that. You know, this is serious. Now we're down to business and actually seeing if our politicians are willing to do more than just pay lip service to the idea of climate change, but really willing to stand up to the fossil fuel industry and provide some concrete actions.
The hope is that the Beijing announcement will inspire binding agreements from countries around the world at a United Nations conference in Paris next year. Ken Kimmel is president of the Union of Concerned Scientists. He said one element of the U.S.-China agreement was, in fact, groundbreaking. China committed to generate 20% of its electricity through solar, wind, and other non-fossil fuel sources by the year 2030. That's as much as is generated by all the power plants in the U.S. today. But I asked Kimmel, is the Beijing Agreement fair to Americans? Industries in the United States are being asked to cut their greenhouse gas pollution, while competing industries in China can keep increasing their emissions for 16 years. Here's how he responded.
Remember that China has four times the population of the United States, and in the United States, our per capita emissions of gases is three times that of China. China is still a developing country. They're not where we are at economically. And so I think when you consider all those different factors, it is a fair deal.
Today, China is the world's biggest polluter. But over the last century, the U.S. produced far more pollution than any other nation. 300 billion metric tons of carbon dioxide, more than triple that of China. And our old greenhouse gases will persist in the atmosphere and warm everyone else in the world for centuries. So perhaps it is time to cool our complaints about China. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton.